female. 17 professors appeared across the sample. Only one was a female. Females are being shut out of sports and spiritual professions. Only 5 females in our sample were athletes, coaches, or sports announcers. 37 men held different spiritual professions as deacons and pastors and priests and monks and imams. Only 2 women had religious careers, a pair of Brazilian nuns. There was one bright spot when it came to the field of journalism, where we did see 40% of the journalists shown on screen were women. Our final category of professions we evaluated was STEM, and that terminology means science, technology, engineering, and math. So if you look at the left column, each... So each working character in the sample was examined for the presence or absence of a job in STEM. We had about 3,300 characters coded with a job, but only 3.5% had a STEM career. The U.S. featured the largest number of STEM careers, and Germany and U.K. the lowest. However, when you look at this, 88.4% of the STEM jobs were held by men, which is a ratio of 7.6. One. So then we also looked at the type of STEM jobs that they have. Only 5 women were depicted working in life or physical sciences, so these are our doctors. And then we only had 4 females depicted as engineers in comparison to 41 males. And although every country depicted at least one STEM position, not many filled them with females. So STEM continues to be stereotyped, both in the real world and in the fictional world. So what does this mean? One thing is certain, filmmakers make more than movies. They're making choices. These choices could be for balance, for less sexualization, and for more powerful female roles. The choice could be for gender equality. So what is the impact of our work in the US? I think you heard Gina said, that 68% of the people who we've surveyed in the U.S. have changed projects, 41% formwork projects. And we said to them, you've always said 90 to 100% of you that you're going to share the data. What have you done? And they said, well, I hired more female pro. Or I took some non-speaking characters and gave them some dialogue. Or I made the character less sexualized. Or I actually gave the character a job. And as Gina mentioned, there's many movies in the U.S. that we've impacted, such as Hotel Transylvania, The First Man, and the upcoming A Little Prince. So what can you do? And this gets back to Gina's 3 tips. You know, go through your projects. Change the names. Clearly, with only 17% of the fictional world being female, very easy for you to get that balance. And also, it may seem obvious, but it isn't, make a concerted effort to hire more women. And clearly, BFI and Women in Film and TV can certainly help you get those resources. So, as Gina stated, it may take many years to achieve gender equality in the real world. The media can change it overnight. And let's show our children a media landscape where boys and girls are playing in the sandbox equally. As Daisy said, Katniss Everdeen in Hunger Games inspires me because she's very strong and independent and she's female. You don't really see many females like that in movies. Thank you.